Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
From town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are advocating for what's right. We're working to increase affordable housing supply and ensure fair housing for all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Hey, everybody. Senior Radio Buffalo is proud to present National Fitness Hall of Fame inductee and Western New York's senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Durwald, Mr. Fitness, and before I start the show today, I'd just like to say that I was honestly honored and truly humbled to be inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. So I'm definitely not a movie critic. However, today I'd like to talk about a motion picture that many of you have probably seen. It's called The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. And it's about a person who actually ages in reverse. And we're going to talk about age reversal coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
WBEN First Alert forecast calls for this afternoon sunny and pleasant conditions, great weather for viewing the fall foliage with a high of 67. Tonight, clear, low 46. Tomorrow, sunny much of the time, breezy in the afternoon with a high of 67. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies, low 55. On Monday, breezy in the morning with sunshine, a nice afternoon for outdoor activities with a high of 70. On Monday night, clear skies in the area with a low of 54. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
Right now, sunny skies, 58 degrees in Buffalo.
This program has been pre-recorded.
The following program is paid for by Senior Radio. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Senior Radio or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of News Radio 930 WBEN or Odyssey.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hey, everybody. It's Senior Radio Buffalo, and I'm Linda. Here's something fun to know. Did you know that hot water and cold water sound different when being poured? Heat makes the water thinner and has a lower sound than thicker cold water, which makes a slightly higher pitched sound. Try it sometime when you're pouring tea or perhaps when you go to the refrigerator and you pour cold water. Interesting. All right, folks, I don't want to pour cold water on your plans, but if you don't have a plan in place with mom and dad or yourself, your spouse, or any loved one, you will most likely make an error when you are finding yourself in a crisis situation. Maybe someone has fallen down and now they have broken a hip, or their general health is declining and you really don't have a plan in place. You're kind of waiting to see what happens. Well, let me tell you, when that time comes and now all of a sudden you do have a diagnosis and you say, well, let's do this with mom or dad or with my husband, the timeline with today's medicine and services means that if you don't know what you're doing, you could waste an awful lot of time waiting for that specific care to be put in place. And that is time and money that your loved one may not have. Roxanne Sorensen knows about all of this. She has actually opened Elder Care Solutions for people like you and me who deal with our seniors and even ourselves who are now becoming seniors to have answers to our medical issues before they happen, okay? She's a wonderful care manager, and she's got a team over there who will look at situations, look at your situation even in your house, help you decide what would be a course of action for you, and put that plan in place as soon as you need it and not waste time and money. Roxanne, it's always great to have you on Senior Radio. What a resource you are.
Thank you, Linda. It's great to be back.
When I hear about, okay, we want to do this now, or we're going to need this service, and then you find out with today's situation with services and costs, you may not be able to get that right away.
We are in a society of instant gratification and instant give it to me today. And unfortunately, years ago, could I get you home care services probably same day, next day? Absolutely. Not today. If someone calls today and says they needed home care and they needed ASAP, it's almost impossible to be able to provide that service overnight like we used to do in the past. You know, the people who worked in this industry, there isn't the staffing there any longer. The job security is there. There's a lot of great aides out there, but a lot of people have gone to other areas, more in the restaurant industry, in working at a clothing store. The pay is higher. And when you don't have to lift someone and provide personal care, that, you know, people don't want to do that anymore. You don't see people signing up to do these jobs as they had done in the past. It used to be almost a career path. You became an aide to become an LPN, to mm-hmm. become an RN. I don't see that as we used to 15, 20 years ago. And families, if you want to have services to be able to put in place, knowing what you want ahead of time helps. Because mm-hmm. if I know mom is going to need A, B, C, and D, I already know what agencies we can tap into for those services. And yes, things could change a little bit along the way. Don't get me wrong. Everything is flexible. But if you start from ground zero on day one, and now we're backpedaling, it just makes it all the more harder.
Oh, you know, my goodness,
if you're
yes.
saying, oh, I got to go to work tomorrow.
Right.
Well, you might be taking the week off.
Right, right. And, you know, I just thought of that as you were saying it. All of a sudden, let's say you need an aide. Okay, that's going to be the answer. We need an aide in here with mom or dad. I wouldn't know who to call. And then I wouldn't even right. know who's good. I mean, do right. people still go to the yellow pages? I mean, how do you do that?
They Google. Yeah.
Yeah.
They Google. They ask around. I mean, and honestly, there's some great agencies out there, and there's some ones I would never work with. And, you know, and that goes for all parts of the industry. But again, if you're just Googling a name and hoping for the best, or do you want a private aid? I mean, sometimes that works out better for families, but you also then need to know, you know, do you have to count them in taxes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, whose liability is it? You know, all of the in and outs of, you know, having a private aid. It's just not cut and dry.
No.
You know, every industry, yours, mine, and others, we all have rules and regulations no matter what we do. And it doesn't change for a home care agency. It doesn't change if it's an assisted living or nursing home. In our elderly field, those are all there to keep people safe. So if you're going to bring people into your home, a private person and an agency person should be looked at identically.
They should
have the same rules and regulations.
Roxanne, it makes so much sense to bring your loved one to your office, or you'll come on out and enlist
yep.
yourself as an expert care manager so that there are never any emergencies. You just call Roxanne and say, Roxanne, this has happened. I think it's time to put this plan in place. Roxanne makes those calls. Roxanne makes that happen in a much timelier, which is what you need, a much timelier expectation than just starting to call people willy-nilly and wondering who you're going to get and when you're going to get and be, you know, the red tape. Do they take my insurance? What are all the answers? You have these conversations with Roxanne ahead of time, so this can all be just cut right through it, and you get the care you need when you need it.
And get the facts. Like, mm-hmm. what does insurance cover? Not much, if anything. And that's the truth. It'll cover rehab. It'll cover PT and OT, but it's not covering AIDS that you want 24/7. You know, the biggest thing people, I get the biggest what do you mean look and statement is when it's a husband and wife, and the wife, let's say, is fine. She's doing fine, but the husband might have a form of dementia.
Right.
And everyone is in my office to talk about dad.
Yeah.
Excellent. Let's talk about dad, but we better talk about mom. And everyone looks at me like I've got 10 heads. And I'm like, well, what happens if mom has a heart attack or falls and breaks a hip or gets just COVID? Maybe she gets pneumonia.
Right, right.
And they're all like, oh, my God. I'm like, well, dad can't stay alone, Kenny, if mom goes to the hospital. And I get hit, the heads are like swiveling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we never thought of that. Well, actually, the primary person we should talk about is the healthy one first.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that person is not accessible, then that person that they're caring for is in bigger jeopardy than they normally would be.
I'll tell you, folks, we are so lucky to have a Roxanne Sorensen here in Western New York. So many communities don't have Roxanne, who is not only an expert care manager, but the word care, okay? She cares. She cares. She's been through this with her own mom and decided, you know what? There's an awful lot of people out here who don't know the system. And why would we, okay? But Roxanne has made it her business to know the system. So when you are finally having that crisis and you're saying, okay, we can now make all of the intelligent decisions with the best people possible and get that help right away. You know, we have a funny phrase where they say time is money. Well, actually, you know what? Time is life when it comes to making a timely decision, a good decision for your loved one. You don't want to get at the end of the red tape and start to learn what you have to do once you now need those services. Roxanne is here today and can help people make those decisions today so that plan can go into place when it's necessary. Doesn't that make sense? And you know, we're heading almost into the holiday season, Roxanne. It's an excellent time to talk with the family. And they're all in from out of town and they're all going to be leaving, okay? And that leaves you and your perhaps your elderly situation. Maybe it's you, maybe it's your husband, maybe it's your parents. This is a time to talk it through so that there is a plan in place when that time comes.
Agreed. Don't be afraid to start the conversation. And if it's little baby steps, take little baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's starting to be spoken about and everyone is starting to understand each other's wishes, and ask mom and dad what their wishes are. And of course, they're going to say they never want to leave their house,
mm-hmm.
never put me in a nursing home. And I will tell you, that's the worst promise anyone could ever make, because nursing homes are there for a reason. They're a necessary evil, and at some point, we probably all will wind up at one. If we're blessed not to have to go to one, excellent. But our health is changing. We're living longer. We're outliving our money. The boomers, I'll be honest, are a sicker physically generation. They're not able to care for their aging parents as well, as because they're taking care of themselves or maybe their own spouse.
Mm-hmm.
I see more and more people in their 50s and 60s now having strokes and massive strokes. It's not where, oh, I'm okay the next day. This is life-changing. So maybe now they can't care for mom who's 80 or 90 years old.
Don't walk into this blind, folks, or without having information, because it will rob you of valuable time and care for your loved one when you have an expert in this field right here in Western New York who can walk you through the system. Roxanne Sorensen is that expert care manager, and you can talk with Roxanne about everything, and she doesn't work in a vacuum. If there are changes that need to be made legally, she'll work with your attorney. She has attorney appointments all the time with her clients. So everybody is on the same page, and doesn't that make total sense? Roxanne's phone number is 716-823-1476. That's 716-823-1476. And as Roxanne says, get the conversation started. If you want to go online, info@eldercarewny.com. And take a look at all the information and all of the health industry nomenclature that you don't know, But understand that when the time comes and you need to make decisions, what you don't know is going to cost you extra money and it's going to cost you time. And then that's the time that you don't have. You need to put that into practice so that mom and dad's wishes, your wishes, even if you can't communicate anymore, think about that. And it happens every day, Roxanne, right? You can't communicate,
absolutely,
but your wishes will continue to go into place because you're their advocate.
Absolutely. You have the right documents, have the power of attorney, healthcare proxy in place, and know what their desires are.
I think that's the very best thing you can do for someone you love, is to make sure Roxanne Sorensen is in place for Elder Care Solutions. I'm going to give you the number again, folks. She's incredible at what she does, and she can really, really help you, and no one else can. 716-823-1476. We love Roxanne Sorensen. She's an expert at this, and she can help you today. 716-823-1476. You hear her on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. The seasons are changing and fall is here at Western New York's premier comfort and quality shoe store, SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. New styles from your favorite brands are here, including SAS, Taos, and Dansko, just to name a few. Now featuring the convenient and comfortable Kizik hands-free shoes. Step in and go to enjoy the comfort. Stop in to get properly measured and fitted with comfort and style at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at the corner of Transit Road and Main in Williamsville.
Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hello, folks. Again, Linda Pellegrino. This is time for Senior Radio, and we're always bringing you good information. Now, let me tell you, if you have been a kind of person who has really had an issue with age, sexual discrimination, any kind of discrimination, a national origin, pregnancy, people retaliating, okay? Lindy Korn is on our show because she helps you, okay? She's a wonderful local attorney who not only will go to court for you, but also she's an incredible mediation litigator. Now, Lindy has brought to our attention that she doesn't work in a vacuum. She will bring specialists on, like people who are your counselors, your mental health therapists. She brings all of that out so you can help find your voice, so to speak. And finding your voice will now be, hopefully, part of a new book she's working with Dr. Eileen Trigoboff, who's a clinical nurse specializing in psychiatry, who she's worked with for many, many years. They're putting their heads together so they can talk more to you and to the legal system about how fear prevents sexual discrimination complaints. So ladies, it's really nice to have you here, and I'm really excited that you're working on a book between the two of you to address just this topic. Lindy?
Yes, good morning. Yes, I'm very proud to know Dr. Eileen Trigoboff, and you know, this idea for the book came about because we have about over the past 15 years, we have in our separate practices helped people, and we've been able to collaborate, and the results have been so much better. I think that the clients feel really well serviced when their economic and emotional needs are addressed in a very elegant and indeed strong manner. And that's what happens when, you know, a lawyer and an expert, you know, in this case, I'm referring to Dr. Eileen Trigoboff, a psychiatric nurse practitioner, Dr. Trigoboff has, you know, many, many stories to tell, as do I, and together that's why we're writing the book. But I did want to also ask Dr. Eileen Trigoboff to comment, because as a lawyer, the collaboration has been good for me, both emotionally and professionally, because I am not on an island by myself where I'm supposed to have all the legal answers and be creative legally, and also at the same time deal with the profound emotional distress, you know, that certainly someone who's been discriminated against and sexual harassment in particular. I'm not trained, nor I get overwhelmed if I don't have this partnership of so to speak, a silent partner, and have my client have the benefit of a therapist who can really help them, and it helps me at the same time. So, Eileen, I'm not sure how you feel in your professionalism, but I think the collaboration probably helps you too.
Oh, it definitely does. I mean, you have a strong voice along the legal trajectory. I have a strong voice along the guidance that I want to give people for psychological and emotional health. And when I have somebody in my practice who is contemplating legal action, it has been enormously helpful for me to know what the legal steps are, how long something takes, and what's likely to happen, to prepare them, to give them some anticipatory guidance for what this emotional experience is going to be like, because I have a legal expert, Lindy, to back me up. So together, I've learned a great deal about the process, and I think our work together has really propelled people towards a more complete and effective approach for both of our specialties.
And Dr. Trigoboff, we were just alluding to this in our last segment before we ran out of time, but you literally have been at a mediation table with the plaintiff, your client, who is now for the first time looking across the table at someone who may have been sexually discriminating them or harassing them for years. And it's a daunting process if you don't have someone there mentally on your side.
It is. It can be very frightening, and it can freeze people up. And one of the things that Lindy does is she wants clients to make a statement about the impact that this abuse has had on them. And she would like the client to read that statement. And so what I do in my sessions, preparing people for the mediation, is to be able to confidently say what happened to them without the fear of somebody not believing them or not understanding them. You know, it's always good to have an expert, a human communication, right by your side, somebody who is shoulder to shoulder with you, and you're not alone in this process, but you have this team that cares about you and will help you do it.
And now what's wonderful is that you two are collaborating on a book for people, Finding Your Voice, How Fear Prevents Sexual Discrimination Complaints. And right now you're looking for a publisher, but Lindy, I believe you're looking for this to actually be a textbook for law students.
Well, yes. You know, first of all, most law schools throughout the country have mediation courses that are full courses, as well as clinics and other programs dealing with mediation. I have taught sexual harassment mediation as a bridge course. But my point is that there is a recognition in the legal curriculum of law schools that mediation needs to be something that is trained for and understood as an alternative, as another tool in your toolbox. And towards that end, you know, you can't talk about discrimination and talk about resolution without talking about, you know, what damages are available, mm-hmm. you know, what do you need to prove this cause of action. And the emotional distress is another available damage. And how do we traverse that minefield when someone is so harmed that they're falling apart, they've had a nervous breakdown, they have medical issues that were at bay that have become you know, exacerbated. And these are the times when I need to have the therapeutic community at my side and at my client's side. And that's how Dr. Eileen Trigoboff and I have helped people over the past 15 years.
That's amazing. And Doc, I would imagine that you've had people come and see you, and it may be a lengthy process before they're even willing to admit this.
Well, definitely. I mean, I've had people come to me with stories such as, you know, a married woman afraid to complain formally or explain the sexual aspects of the problem, as her husband might take drastic action to protect her. So she puts protecting her husband over protecting herself. And how to move through that so that she can actually decide, do I want to proceed with some legal action against this aggressor, or do I want to just, you know, put that in my rearview mirror? These are decisions that are made in therapy.
Amazing. I'm so glad you ladies have put your heads together, because, Lindy, not only are you an expert when it comes to discrimination law and mediation, and you'll work with people, and you have for years, whether it's an age issue, sex, religious, pregnancy, same-sex, disability, national origin, LGBTQ, etc. Now you're going to be author and teacher, and I just think that's incredible. So Lindy is working with Dr. Eileen Trigoboff, who is a psychiatric nurse practitioner, on a book that they're going to call Finding Your Voice: How Fear Prevents Sexual Discrimination Complaints. And it is not yet published, but they're working on it, and it will be, and hopefully it will be out there for all legal students. Listen, folks, if you're looking for Lindy Korn, by all means, 716-856-5676. Tell her your story, 716-856-KORN with a K. And remember, you hear her here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. The seasons are changing and fall is here at Western New York's premier comfort and quality shoe store, SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. New styles from your favorite brands are here, including SAS, Taos, and Dansko, just to name a few. Now featuring the convenient and comfortable Kizik hands-free shoes. Step in and go to enjoy the comfort. Stop in to get properly measured and fitted with comfort and style at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at the corner of Transit Road and Main in Williamsville. Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew. A federal grand jury has returned the indictment on a Buffalo police detective for online purchases and giving false information to the FBI. According to the indictment, 34-year-old Terrence Isaac, a Buffalo police detective, purchased 11 packages on Genesis Market that included 194 stolen account credentials. Isaac is also accused of making false statements to the FBI, claiming that he had not purchased stolen credentials from the internet, and further stated that his nephew may have been responsible. AAA is reminding drivers that today is National Move Over Day. This year, New York's Slow Down Move Over law has expanded to include disabled vehicles parked on the shoulder of a controlled access highway or parkway, requiring drivers to be cautious when coming up on a disabled vehicle. According to AAA analysis of data obtained from the National Highway Traffic Safety, 1,703 people were struck while outside of a disabled vehicle in the U.S. from 2016 to 2020. 37 of those were fatalities that occurred right here in New York State. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew.
At the opening of today's show, I talked about the movie The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. It's about a person who aged in reverse. That is, he became younger as time went on. Since the beginning of time, mankind has searched for the key to obtaining eternal youth. I have more than 70 years experience in the field of fitness, and I have learned many lifestyle habits that will minimize the effects of aging. And I'm not the only one. Being in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, I joined some real fitness pioneers, one of them being Jack LaLanne, who I think everybody listening to this show knows. The other was a fellow by the name of Bernard McFadden, which I'm sure most people don't know. McFadden constantly proved that age is just a number. For example, when he was approaching age 90, he performed physical feats such as skydiving out of an airplane and often showing his incredible athletic ability by jumping over the nets on various tennis courts. A little known fact is that McFadden wrote several papers on the subject of age reversal, and I was fortunate enough to actually obtain these very rare papers. Utilizing my own personal life experience and the information that I've gathered from the McFadden papers, I'm now about to start our own series on age reversal.
If you're interested in the Mr. Fitness Age Reversal series, you'll find out more on upcoming episodes of Senior Radio Buffalo, as well as upcoming video presentations and live events made possible by Erie County Senior Services. For more information, call 716-858-8526. That's 858-8526.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
This is Senior Radio Buffalo, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. Weather's beautiful. Maybe you're out driving around, listening to the radio, looking at the beautiful leaves on the trees, whichever it is. We want you to know that today, plus 3 days, okay, October 15th, right around the corner, begins the annual enrollment period for your Medicare changes, okay? If you want to add, drop, switch your Medicare coverage, that begins October 15th, that period, and it ends December 7th. Maybe you're going out of town, you want to get this done, by all means, call Clarity Group. Again, absolutely complimentary service. Go on in, speak with some experts, because chances are you might have gotten some notification to tell you that maybe the coverage that you have could be changing, and maybe it's not a good change. Maybe you want to explore something like Medicare supplemental plans, or how about Medicare Advantage plans? Do you know the difference? Not knowing those kinds of things could be detrimental to you and the kinds of services you need for your health. Well, let me tell you, Clarity Group makes it easy for you because they will go over all the plans and let you know which one might serve you best, and you make the decision, okay? And then any plan change becomes effective January 1st of the following year. You can't actually sign up until October 15th. So we want you to go ahead and make that phone call, get scheduled in, because most likely by the time you're scheduled in, then that enrollment period is open and you can go ahead and make those changes. So Sally Steyer is back with Karen Olson, just two of the wonderful agents that you're going to see in any of those five offices. And ladies, it's just great to know that your helpful service is there for someone like me who really would just take whatever I... Column one, you know what I mean, and go from there, which absolutely does not help me in the long run pick the best medical services for myself.
Well, thank you for having us again, Linda. What makes us different than the other brokers or agencies out there or the 1-800 numbers is we educate people on Medicare before we even show them the plans. So Medicare has a lot of rules to follow, and we've taken it a step further. So we have our new 2025 Clarity Workbook that we go through with all of our clients. It takes maybe, you know, 5 to 8 minutes to go through it, and it educates you on Medicare and the different enrollment periods and the new drug stages for 2025. That's a take-home piece for our clients, but that's our starting point. And then from there, you know, we hope that our client understands, has a better understanding of Medicare, and then therefore will understand a little bit quicker or easier how their plan is going to work for them.
Right. And don't forget, the best part about taking that book home, it's got a beautiful picture of Linda on the cover.
Yes. Oh! That's it right. Does. I forgot the new one does. Yes. Yeah. Yay.
So, yes, because we always appreciate being here with Linda, and she does a great job promoting her company.
Should we have a signed copy?
Ooh, autographed copy.
I'd be happy to do that.
Maybe.
And ladies,
we'll hang it on our walls.
You're easy for me to smile and jump in with, because I knew nothing about Medicare, and I'm sure I was making the wrong decisions. I'm doing the best I could. But you know what? We have to remember, Medicare is a government program. The government doesn't make anything easy for your average person to understand, nor I think they do that on purpose, to be honest with you.
You're so right.
They don't. But you do. You spend not like these, you know, TV ads where we're seeing people for 10 minutes and they close up shop after the annual enrollment period is over. You folks are in these offices all year round. Folks, if you have a question 6 months from now, guess what? The person, that agent, is going to be there to say, here's how I can help you. Here's what's going to work for you. Or this may have changed for you. I would never have known that. My husband has had a diagnosis since we moved and changed all our services over. Everything was so helpful through Clarity Group to explain it to us. You really can't do this by yourself on the outside. You can't, and make the correct decision.
And you know what, Linda? Why should you?
Exactly.
Especially when our services are absolutely complimentary.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to cost you a thing to come in and talk to us. So why go through all that work of trying to figure it out yourself? Compare plans. There's no need to drive from company to company or make a million phone calls and get all the information when we're right here to do all that for you. So we'll compare your options. We'll check your prescriptions and your doctors. We'll make sure you're getting into a plan that has everything you need it to have.
This is so much more. It's so much information in an economical amount of time, because if you just decide you're going to go to a seminar that one company is showing, they're only going to show you their plans.
Of course.
You have access to many plans. Some are out of state. Some are national plans. You can present this to the clients and say, maybe this works here. Maybe you're a snowbird. Maybe you're a veteran. All of these things make a difference with what you choose. And you would just never know that if you were just pick one from column A or one from column B.
You're right. And when you go to directly to a carrier, you have to remember it's their job to sell you their plan.
Right.
You know, where you come to Clarity Group, and we're not going to push any particular carrier on you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to, you know, give you some recommendations based on your doctors and prescriptions and things like that. But the ultimate choice is up to you. And we don't benefit by pushing you to any one plan that we represent over another one. So we want you to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
We're very proud of the fact that we have all 5-star ratings on Google. We have A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
I was going to say, that means a lot to me, that Better Business Bureau. These folks have been accredited. You used all licensed agents. You folks are, you know, you're solid. When it comes to where am I going to go to get good information? A lot of people are going to be coming, let's say, with their parents. Their parents are over 65 and need to make the decision. Maybe you want to bring an adult child with you to say, come with me. I need another couple of ears here. And you're open to all of that. Come on in. Let's all get the information. You go ahead and make that decision out of education.
Yeah, we take pride in that. So we love it when a client comes in, they're, you know, maybe a little bit confused, but they leave, you know, with a sigh of relief.
Mm-hmm.
Like, thank you. Nobody ever explained this the way you folks did.
Exactly.
And they love our Clarity Workbook. It's a take-home piece again. And, you know, so, you know, we take pride in that. Whether you make a plan change or not, we're here for you. Even if you can't meet with your agent in particular, our whole staff will be able to answer your questions.
And as of the 15th of October, that's the annual open enrollment period.
Mm-hmm.
So not only can people come in and take their appointment with you, but you can get them signed up.
Yes. We can get them signed up.
That happens on the 15th on.
Yep, mm-hmm. The 15th through December 7th, you can enroll in a new plan, and that will become effective January 1st.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
There are some circumstances, though, still where if you have a circumstance, maybe you're just turning 65 or something has changed in your life and you need to get into a plan sooner, you know, November or December, we're happy to check and see if you qualify for a special enrollment to be able to do that and not wait till January.
And let's not forget that there are changes coming that maybe have not been coming in the last few years. It's very important that this year, if you haven't done this in a year or so, sit down with Clarity Group and find out what those changes are before these go into effect and you haven't made any decisions on them and lose some kind of benefit that you were getting.
Yes, with the new Inflation Reduction Act, there will be changes to the drug stages. A lot of the carriers have revisited their formulary and have moved some drugs around from one tier to another tier, so you'll definitely want to have us check that for you. Some of the providers may have opted in or opted out of a couple plans. With the Inflation Reduction Act, they're eliminating the donut hole, and they're capping out prescription costs to the consumer at $2,000. So we can explain how that works, and they are offering also a payment plan. So if you're, we'll help you figure it out. Mm-hmm. But you may qualify to be enrolled in a payment plan for your prescriptions instead of all paying them all at once or a high amount early in the year. You may be able to spread it out throughout the year. So the carriers are able to do that for 2025 as well. And so we'll have to explain that to you.
And Sally, if you're the kind of person who spends a few months in Florida, they should let you know that so you can work with other plans that might be better for them, that'll cover them when they're out of town or whatever.
Absolutely. So we work with local carriers and national carriers. So in many circumstances, a national carrier is great because they have a national network of doctors. Or sometimes you might want to look at a PPO plan, which is preferred provider organization, that gives you more flexibility to go outside of the network. Mm-hmm. So we explain the differences. You know, there's a lot of acronyms used in Medicare, you know,
yes.
HMO, PPO, MAPD, you know, PDP. What does that mean?
Exactly.
So we'll spell them out for you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to just, you know, there are so many abbreviations, but we'll make it clear to you so that, you know, and especially we've noticed a lot of our snowbirds have been either in already or made their appointments early.
Great.
Because you want to get this done before you take off.
You know, we are seniors. We're at this point in our life where we deserve to get good service. We deserve to be covered for as much as we can. We've paid our taxes. We're still paying them. Mm-hmm. This is a way, folks, where you can use the best people to help you get the best plan for you. You will be amazed if you have not yet gone to Clarity Group to look at what you have compared to what they can recommend for you. It may be an entirely different story. You may have gotten a new diagnosis and may have to now pay attention to those other services. This is that time. Again, a complimentary service to you. Always complimentary. You'll work with friendly, licensed, certified agents there. All of their agents are certified. They have many of them in five different offices, including one down in Florida. So there is a Clarity Group office near you. Let me give you the number. It's 716-393-3437, 393-3437. And if you'd like to go online and check them out, claritygroupny.com. They've got all the information in office now, but when you make that appointment, and if it happens to be October 15th on, until December 7th, you can go ahead and have them sign you up for the Medicare plan that you choose and then have that go into effect by January 1st. And know that you have a friend in the Medicare business who you can always go to year-round to let you know of any updates, if you have any more additional questions. I had plenty of questions after I saw my Clarity agent, but she was there a week later, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later when we needed her. That will be you as well. Just like your trusted doctor, your trusted pharmacist, you need a trusted Clarity Group agent. Clarity Group, 716-393-3437. Call them today.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. The seasons are changing and fall is here at Western New York's premier comfort and quality shoe store, SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. New styles from your favorite brands are here, including SAS, Taos, and Dansko, just to name a few. Now featuring the convenient and comfortable Kizik hands-free shoes. Step in and go to enjoy the comfort. Stop in to get properly measured and fitted with comfort and style at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at the corner of Transit Road and Main in Williamsville.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hello again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino. This is Senior Radio Buffalo, and we love having you with us. Don't forget, you can check us out on Facebook. You can check us out on where we're going next. We always have wonderful trips that are planned, and please join us. Here's a science fact of the day. California condors can soar to heights of 15,000 feet in the air. They're also very fast flyers and can reach speeds of 55 miles an hour. California condors, amazing. 15,000 feet, that's higher than a lot of small planes. That's amazing. It's reaching speeds of 55 miles an hour. And a lot of these birds are eagle-eyed. That's where the term comes from. They can spot prey from way up there and come zooming down. They're just amazing. We used to have some California condors. I think we had one or two at the Buffalo Zoo. And I remember the first time I got to Buffalo, which was a long time ago, it was kept in a small little, you know, kind of a cage. And just think that this thing has got memories of being 15,000 feet in the air and flying 55 miles an hour. That California condor is not there. We know more about housing birds these days, and we don't house them like that anymore. There's an awful lot more of them are flying free because of people knowing how to rehab birds, and it's a wonderful thing. Hey, we even have American eagles in this area. If you're eagle-eyed, look up. They follow the creeks, and we have a lot of wild space and green space here in the area, and we do have birds like that back in Western New York, and it's cool. Richard Durwald is with us. He's a senior consultant for Erie County Senior Services, a man I never have to worry about running out of material for, because Richard and I are on the same page about an awful lot of things. Richard, nice to have you back, Mr. Fitness. You're looking great.
It's great to be back.
Thank you. We keep me honest about an awful lot of things, because you're on top of all the latest medical information that comes out. And I don't want people to think that you're anti-medicine.
Oh, God, no.
Because you're not. You understand it, and you're right there. But you're also a proponent of certain supplements.
Yes.
And making sure we're thinking for ourselves about our own bodies and not just leaving 100% of it in the hands of the doctors. Think about what works for you. Implement that. And in your own way, you're kind of turning back the hands of time, or at least arresting that aging process.
Right, exactly. But I think, Linda, that anybody over the age of 60, perhaps, tends to put their life in the hands of others.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done that.
Agreed.
Our physical lives and our spiritual lives. And it's up to us. It really is. It's up to us. We've learned that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people don't learn. And the older people should really be the smartest of them all.
You think.
You would think. And in some cases, hopefully it is.
Mm-hmm.
But there are others who just have hung on to the old, you know, my mother told me that this, you know, that really doesn't work today.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the way to do
it. And it's fine when you're seeing your doctor, but ask questions. Don't just take things blindly. Ask why you're on a certain medication. Ask what else you can do to supplement yourself and your body to feel as good as you can feel.
Okay, boy, this is not rehearsed, folks.
No.
However, there are alternatives to medicine which a doctor may not tell you mm-hmm. about. Okay, we're not going to go into payola. We're just going to talk about there may be even a better alternative than the prescription medicine
mm-hmm.
that's written on that script.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how did this ever happen? If anybody's got a pencil or a pen close by, I'd like you to write this down. The Flexner Report, Flexner.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the year 1910, it was bad. Medicine was bad. You could get a medical degree mail order.
Oh, yes.
You had to take a couple of courses by mail, and then they would hand you a degree. And so people were professing to be medical doctors. You had to stop that. And there was a lot of quackery out there,
mm-hmm.
an awful lot. So they said, we're going to do a study. And it was financed by the Rockefeller Foundation, okay, who had an agenda.
Mm.
And they says, okay, let's look at every school in North America. So that included the United States and Canada. And they said, we got to get a person who's knowledgeable to look at all this. So they did. They hired a guy named Abraham Flexner, who ran a business school in Louisville, Kentucky. A business school.
Mm-hmm.
And they assigned him a staff. He went to every medical college. There were all kinds of... There was even colleges for eclectic medicine, for integrative medicine, where you would integrate traditional medicine with herbs and mm-hmm. other ideas, you know, the whole person,
right.
Body, mind, and spirit. There were many minority medical schools. As a result of the Flexner Report, over half the medical schools in North America were shut down.
Wow.
Were shut down.
Wow.
And all the big colleges, like Harvard and Yale, became the beneficiaries of this, especially through funding.
Mm.
All the medical schools today are funded. They're all funded. And the bottom line on the Flexner Report, without going into a lot of detail nobody needs to know, they said that all pathologies could be cured, should be cured, by pharmaceutical drugs.
Mm.
Now, we know that's not true.
No.
We know that's not true today. However, in some respects, they're still teaching that. It was only, I think, 10 years ago, a decade ago, that Harvard Medical School made nutrition an elective.
Oh, wow.
No. Ugh. Ask your doctor if you should eat broccoli. Your doctor doesn't know any more than you do. He might.
Mm-hmm.
He might have, on his own, learned a lot of things, which is great.
Great,
you know?
Right.
But I have contact with people with master's degree in nutrition that we don't agree, and I think I'm right and they're wrong.
Well, you know, that's so interesting because, you know, we keep thinking we're doing better with putting more of what we were learning, like, you know, I'm thinking about all the herbs and the medicine and the alternative medicine, but yet, when you're watching television, they're jamming down our throats Wegovy and Januvians, and these drugs are making millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I noticed they changed the Januvia, I think it is, that commercial. It was for if you have diabetes, okay, this will help you break down sugar. They started that commercial with a woman who was morbidly obese and she's dancing around. It was the wrong message, because I'm thinking to myself, that drug isn't for someone like her.
Right.
This is because it's making you feel like I can eat whatever I want and just take this drug and I'll be, and it's going to help my diabetes. Not 6 months later, they replaced that commercial with someone who was singing who was half the size. She was still overweight. But the message
is... I know the one you mean.
Did you, right?
Yes.
And I kept thinking that somebody... Right.
Yeah.
Somebody said something about, that's the wrong message. You're giving people a license to just be as big as they want with diabetes, saying, just take this pill. And to this day, they've changed that commercial two or three times, and every time they change it, the person's thinner.
I know that.
Right?
I know it's the same thing.
They must have said, you can't... That was wrong. You can't be that kind of person to not address that on your own. And just take a magical pill to fix you.
No, you can eat all the red hot chicken wings and pizza and everything you want. All you got to do is take a heartburn pill.
Right.
How about not eating that
stuff?
Exactly.
We have to take personal responsibility.
Exactly.
To meet medicine 50% there. You got to meet them halfway.
And
you got to do what you need to do.
And they'll tell you, you know how many jobs in Washington are do-nothing jobs?
Many.
Half of them,
yeah,
probably.
Many, many.
But, however, these products have not been evaluated
right.
by the FDA. Why not?
Right.
Why not have a real impartial, objective group of people? Because some of the things are better than the pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
For example, valerian root really is the basis of Valium. That's, yeah. You could take the valerian root and get practically the same.
Feel a little calmer.
Exactly.
Without taking a medical prescription.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Richard, we have to leave it there. We're
no.
Almost, yeah, unbelievable. But that's why we love talking to Richard Durwald, folks. Get this information yourself. He's the senior consultant over at Erie County Senior Services. We love him. And that's why we call him Mr. Fitness.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
This program was paid for by Senior Radio.
Everything's Amazon Fall Favorites are here to make you say,
woo!
With low prices on home,
woo!
Beauty,
woo!
And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials.
Woo!
So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house and owning it. Having an advocate who can help you navigate negotiations, timelines, inspections, and more can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You say you'll never join the Navy.
Never track storms in the Atlantic.
or skydive as part of your commute.
Joining the Navy sounds crazy. Saying never actually is. Learn why at Navy.com. America's Navy. Forged by the sea.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.